This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning company and a returning guest, if you will. The name of the company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day is Natural Shrimp Incorporated. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SHMP. And with us today is the CFO of the company, going to bring us up to date, Mr. William Delgado. Bill, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me back.
You know, we've got a lot of new listeners, and if you would, just give us a little bit of a backstory of what you guys are trying to accomplish over there and the things that have been going on behind the scenes, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
Well, what we really are is a technology, very similar to a biotech technology company. We've developed a process to grow aquatic species, primarily shrimp, but we're moving into some other areas to help with the growing and disease remediation. But we're basically a biotechnology company that's figured out a way to how to grow seafood indoors.
That's incredible. You know, today you guys put out a press release. I read it. Can you elaborate a little bit on your acquisition of the F&T Water Solutions that came out this morning?
Yeah, F&T was a very critical piece of our overall intellectual property plus our going forward plan. Been working with F&T since 2014. We originally had a joint patent with them on the system, and we've done, again, several developments over the last few years where it really is a lot different system than it was when we first started in 2014. And why it's so critical, well, the basis of it was is that we owned 100% of the patent as it related to shrimp, and we owned only 50% of it as it related to, you know, the other species, other aquatic species. With the amount of work that we've been doing and testing, like through our Australian partners and our Norwegian partners on other species, we felt it was extremely, you know, necessary that we consolidate that, because we believe that the company is going to have two, you know, major lines of business. We're going to have our production side where we have the shrimp, and then we're going to have the licensing side because we're going to start licensing this technology to, you know, salmon, barramundi, tilapia, and a bunch of other, you know, aquatic species farmers.
So you're saying, let me just stop you there for a second. So you guys are going to license out your technology to other companies that's going to be able to use the same process that you guys are going to be using?
Yes, our plan is to, you know, license out to, we probably won't be licensing out to any other, you know, competitive shrimp producers, but we've certainly, because we don't plan to get into the salmon production or the
right.
Or the finfish production, we really feel that we are going to help, you know, we don't have a problem, you know, advancing the overall, aquaculture industry, you know, through our, you know, this technology that we have.
If you would explain to myself and my listeners what the RAS system is and why that's so important that you guys, you know, got a part of that.
Well, RAS stands for recirculating aquaculture systems. And that's what we've been working on really since the company started in 2001, and we originally started with BioFlock, which is a system that allows you to grow, you know, species, but unfortunately you can never reach a density level with that system to become, you know, profitable. You certainly can grow fish and shrimp and different things in there, but in order to be profitable, you have to, you know, you have to be able to get the density levels, and that the technology that we have with F&T allows us to reach those density levels. And we really believe that our our margins, our profitability, and our margins related to it are, as we continue to reduce the cost of the operation, we're seeing an increase in the cost for shrimp. So we really have a perfect storm brewing here. So
I had the CEO on the show earlier this month, and we talked about revenues. Right now, I know you guys are pre-revenue, but he's saying, Ev, I think in the next, two or three quarters, we're going to start revenues. That being said, how do you plan on raising expansion capital going forward? Because that's one of the biggest things when you're a pre-revenue company and you're growing what you guys are trying to grow.
Well, what's been very fortunate for us is that we are very fortunate that, we have a very strong retail base of shareholders, which has helped the company, get through a lot of those tougher times when the market wasn't really conducive, to an R&D aquaculture company. But now what we've done is that we have a good partner in GHS Capital, who we just raised $15 million with through our S3. But we also have an investment banker. Unfortunately, I can't name him right now, but you'll be seeing that information probably next week. But pretty large player. They're carving out, I believe their niche is going to be one of their niches is going to be the aquaculture space. And we have a couple of other investment banks lined up as partners with it. So we're going to hit this thing not only for what we've already been doing, but I believe there's going to be a lot of European and Asian interest in addition to what's going on here in North America.
You guys really believe that you guys are going to be the Amazon of the shrimp business, don't you?
We really do. I mean, the thing is that what we have is that when you have a technology like ours, it takes time because it's so disruptive. It takes time for it to get out there. And we've been taking steps. Every step we take is a step towards that goal. And we're almost at the doorstep now. And when we get into this production, it's then all of a sudden it's going to be, I don't want to call it an overnight success. All of a sudden it's going to be on the market and yet we've been working on it for almost 20 years, and we've been working on this system really for about 8. So,
can you explain your acquisition strategy going forward to your shareholders?
Yeah. So what we're planning right now is that we've got kind of a 2-step process. We've got the technology side, and we've already made obviously we closed F&T, which was our base technology business, because we've been working on it again since 2014. We've already made an announcement that we're going to be acquiring a controlling interest, majority interest in Hydrenesis, which is another very, very important technology. Again, part of the process for growing shrimp, but really it's going to be a lot more applicable to that licensing side. So we've got – that's our kind of our first phase, which is those two pieces. The other piece is the piece like we started with acquiring like the Vero Blue assets, the building, the tanks and the equipment. We believe that a lot of the, players that have tried to utilize some of these other technologies are not going to, unfortunately not going to be successful. And we are expecting, that we're going to be able to go in and acquire assets for below, their market value or,
right.
And that doesn't only count into the United States, but we're looking in Canada, we're looking in Europe, we're looking in South America. And we believe that anybody that's using one of these alternative technologies at some point in time are not going to be able to fund it any longer. And at that point in time, we'll step in and we'll create value not only on the very first day, but we'll create value as we start production on those facilities too. So.
My guest today is Bill Delgado. He is the CFO of Natural Shrimp Incorporated. Still, I think it's grossly undervalued here at 51 to 52 cents, but that's my personal opinion. Everyone should do their own due diligence. You can look them up. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SHMP. Bill, before I let you go, you got the last words. We've got about 20 seconds left. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
I just want to say how grateful we are for everybody's support. Without that retail shareholder base, we would never be where we're at. But be ready. We really believe we're going to have a lot of institutional support here in the next, you know, few weeks and few months, and we are expecting very big things. So thank you again for giving me the time to explain what we're doing.
Bill, thank you very much for coming on the show. And I've been with you guys since day one. And I, like I said, you guys got something really brewing over there. And like they said, sometimes it takes a village to raise a child. And it seems like you guys are starting to build that village.
Yeah, thank you so much. We're very grateful.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.